देखले नवंबर से तीन पीएम गोबरान
Oh, Amén. ভাড়াটা কিছু দিলেন না? হ্যাঁ, যাতে ভাড়াটা কিছু দিলেন না,
কি শুনলাম
যা যেন ভাড়াটা কিছু দিলেন না, নিয়ে এসছে প্রশাস্ত প্রসার নিল, যার ভাড়াটা কিছু দিলেন না, দিয়েছেন গেল কোথায়? কোথায় গেল কোথায়? হরে কৃষ্ণ, বর্ষা যে প্রসাদ লে আয়ে হ্যাঁ সজ্জন কা হ্যাঁ
is the first time that I've been asked to speak in a public assembly like this in front of Shri Gurudev. The last time, he told me, only knowing the Sanskrit will not do, sit down. And that was 10 years ago, so I'm quite frightened, but anyhow, I've been asked to speak, so I will try my best to glorify the person who is actually not glorifiable by a person like me. I don't have any real qualification. My only qualification is the order of Sri Guru. So hopefully by His mercy, something may come. Sansar dava nalagi phaloka thanaya kalam dhanaganakam praptasya kalyana ganarnavasya vande guru shri charnarabhyam. When Sri Krishna, seeing the infinite suffering of the jeeves in this world, when his heart knows in compassion, like the vapor in the atmosphere, when it condenses into a very, very thick cloud, that cloud, when it comes to extinguish our burning fire of separation, our burning fire of suffering in this world, that cloud is compared to Sri Guru. Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, he says that in this world, all are running here and there, like in a blazing forest fire, searching for some little bit of relief. The forest fire is burning from all directions, and we're running, but there's no hope, no room for shelter. So, what can we do? We can bring buckets of water, we can take a hose, we can try to put the fire out, we can even bring so many fire trucks and fire brigades and helicopters and airplanes. Nothing can help. At that point, what is our hope? Our only hope is prayer. The prayer of the Jeev, when he realizes, I am suffering in this world. Please, someone hear my prayer. Please rescue me. Please cool this burning fire. At that point, when Bhagavan Sri Krishna hears the cry of the Jeev, his mercy is extended to us in the form of Sri Guru. Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. Sri Guru is the embodiment of the mercy of Sri Krishna. So, when the Acharya appears in this world, we should understand that somehow Krishna's mercy has directly impacted me. Many people, they pray for so many things. Oh God, please give me mercy, please give me shelter. And then we get a nice house, a new car, a nice swimming pool, a jacuzzi, a nice television, and think, oh, thank you, Krishna, you have answered my prayer. The real answer to the prayer of the suffering jiva is a manifestation of Sri Guru in our lives. So, in 1896, Sri Krishna gave the most amazing gift to this world. Gurudev, Srila Gurudev has always said, oh, this day, Krishna, he is running here and there on his birthday, Nandosa. Who can I give a gift to? Who will receive my gift? I want to give something. In India, it is common to give gifts on your birthday. In the West, everyone is there, please give me, give me, give me. But here, on our birthday, we give. So on Nandosa, Krishna gave his most valuable gift. It's very, very near, confidential servant. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada. We are so very fortunate. He has come to this world. And from the very beginning, he is teaching us so many very valuable things through his own life. This is the definition of Acharya, one who teaches by example. From the very beginning, he was a very young boy. He was always absorbed in worshipping Radha and Krishna. His father, he said, Gauramahande was a very pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. And he always had a wish, a desire, that his son, Abhay, would become a very, very bhakta, very pure, first-class devotee of Srimati Radharani. That he would be expert in kirtan, that he would be very knowledgeable in all shastra, and he didn't want him to become involved in material life. So he had a very, very strong upbringing. This boy, Abhay, from the very beginning, used to engage all of his friends in Ratiyatra. He arranged a very small cart, and he used to go door to door to all of the families and beg from them a little bit of money, or say, please make some food preparation so we can distribute to the devotees. He exhibited these kinds of, you could call them unnatural in our context, but pure, natural sentiments of affection for Krishna. And he brought this same mood to us in the West. When he came to the West, what did we have? Nothing. Why did he come? The order of his guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, was so deeply ingrained in him. He said, from the first time I saw my Gurudev, I knew there was an eternal connection there. And he gave one instruction. You should preach and you should publish books in Western countries and in the Western language. He took this very, very deeply into his heart. Although he didn't begin immediately, it hit him very hard. Preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to everyone in the entire world. So, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, taking this instruction deeply into his heart, endured so many difficulties. He took so much help from Param Gurudev and Srila Gurudev in the beginning and made so many arrangements. He made so much preparation, studying and translating, living in Radha Damodara. Srila Gurudev said, he was living very, very simply. With an old torn chadar on the floor, he would sleep, and he was preparing, always planning how he would fulfill this order of his Guru Maharaj. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he explained his Guru Nishtha like this. If I have to become proud, if I have to become a beast, if I have to go to hell to carry out the order of my Guru, who is sent by Krishna, then let me sign a contract to go to hell for all eternity. Because I know that just by a particle of the dust from the lotus feet of my Guru, that all obstacles can be kicked far away. This kind of mood is Guru Nishtha. So having this mood, he arranged passage on the Jalandhar ship to go to the Western countries.
How old was he? 69, 70 years?
69 years old. At that time, most people are preparing for their retirement. And very, very afraid, oh my God, what can I do? We've seen another example, Srila Gurudev. At such an advanced age, only concerned for the benefit, the welfare of all, and the order of his Guru, traveling to Western countries and helping everyone everywhere. The same kind of mood, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he had. He went on the boat, Jaladuta, and on this boat he suffered two severe heart attacks. Very, very, very ill. And yet, he didn't give up hope. On this boat, he composed a prayer. Krishna tava punya have vai. E punya kurive jave, Radha rani kushi have, Dhruvarati boli tomatai. Krishna tava punya have vai. He's praying to Krishna. Srila Shri Maharaj gave a beautiful translation. O Krishna, if you want Srimati Radhika to be pleased with you, then you have to help me. If you don't help me, she will not be pleased with you. There's only one group of personalities that have this kind of mood, that they can tell Krishna like this. Our Gurudev is very boldly explained that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj is Rupanuga. That means his mood, the intrinsic mood of his heart, is the same as that of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Param Gurudev, Pramkhino Thakur, Srila Gurudev. So having this kind of mood, oh, Krishna, you have to help me. And then he had so much hope and conviction. This is why I brought the paper up. Tare chavavan paschati paschatiyate kantam vajjati goram dhyanam prithivite nagarati asamudra nadanati sakale loya krishnanam. To every town and village, from the tops of mountains, to every stream, every river, the name of Gauranga will be chanted. The names of Krishna will be chanted everywhere. He had this firm conviction, and he would not rest until this was accomplished. When he arrived in Boston Harbor, he saw the nature of America at that time. Oh my God. Everyone is so absorbed in material entanglement. Their thirst for material enjoyment is so great. How will they accept this message of Srimad Bhagavatam? How will they accept it? Oh Krishna, why have you brought me to this terrible place? Nirvishesh and Shunyava, this place is full of people who are atheists, voidists, and have no interest in real concept of love of God. Why have you brought me to this terrible place? You must have some reason, some deep reason you have brought me here. So if you want me to be like your puppet, then make me dance. Make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. I am just a puppet in your hands. I have no qualification of my own. I am yours. I am yours. This kind of mood he had, praying to Krishna, praying to his Gurudev. In this bhajan, Bohe Vaishnav Thakur Jaya Sagar Hidasi Purpuri, Ekakiya Varna hi Pai Bal Hari Nama Sankirtane, Tumi Kripa Kore Shraddha Bindu Diya Deva Krishna Namadhani. On my own I have no strength. I can't even chant Hari Nama. I can't even chant Hari Nama. Your mercy is everything to me. Please give me your mercy. Then anything can happen. So the pure devotee, the real satsishya, he has this kind of mood. That actually I have nothing. Everything is due to the mercy of my Guru Varga, my Shri Guru, the mercy of Krishna. Srimati Radhika is the highest embodiment of this kind of humility. So Shri Guru, Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, he also manifested this kind of mood. Oh, I have nothing. But if you want to, give me the qualification. I have been given this name, Bhakti Vedanta. I don't have any bhakti, I don't know any Vedanta, but you can make this title, you can make me qualified to have this title. So please give me your mercy. When he came to the West, in the beginning it was so difficult for him. Anyhow, with faith in Harinama, very strong faith, as Srila Gurudev already said, he sat down and began to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And within a very short time, a miracle took place. From the sewage of material life, so many persons began to come forward and began to dance and chant Hare Krishna. This is a symptom of very high class. Uttam Bhagavat, Bhakta. Someone who can chant Hare Ram and automatically inspire within the hearts of so many who were actually like animals at that time. They were like animals, just running around. Bhagavatam says, Dviparapashu, two-legged animals, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. He encouraged all of these persons to give up all of this kind of activity, intoxication, meat-eating, gambling, illicit sex, and they dedicated their full time, their full energy. How is this possible? They gave up everything. They gave up even their families. They gave up their money, they gave up their inheritances. Imagine coming to your Gurudev and you have $100,000 in your bank account. Never mind, here is your Gurudev, everything is yours. Nothing for myself, only I am for your service. So many devotees came and they gave him this kind of dakshina, everything. And they utilized themselves completely in his service. Very, very soft persons, and yet they were traveling here and there. I've heard so many wonderful examples for the service of Shri Guru. They were taking baths in ice-cold water, and they were going here and there distributing his books. Why? Because he had so much love and affection for them. He gave them so much hope that very soon, one day, they can actually develop, have a pure love and affection for Krishna. So he had this kind of effect on the world. And the fact is that most of us are here today because of his mercy. Because he has come to the West, Srila Gurudev has also acknowledged that how many of us have come here. Even this mutt is built like that because so many devotees have come and Srila Gurudev has re-inspired them on the order of Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj to take up this path of bhakti seriously, to take very deeply into their hearts the mood of our Guru Parampara. So, ending, I would just like to say that today I'm begging for his mercy and the mercy of Srila Gurudev that I may be able to have a Guru Nishtha like his and that we all may have a Guru Nishtha like his. Gaur Premanande Guru.
What others I have not told. And touch the subject.
Om Yudhishthira Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Om Yudhishthira Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Om Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sanipova Vatamana Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So still we are observing the divine disappearance of His divine grace into the conditional Vishnupad, as for the person to Shishimad, Shiva Asi of Nanda Swami Shiva Prabhupada. So I have not prepared anything, so I will just speak some things that come. In Bhagavad Gita, it's explained, Jama Kama Chimetriyam Enu Yogeti Tatpataham, Chakma Devantuna Jama Naiti Mam Peti Surajana. That one who understands the transcendental appearance and activities of the Lord, not just theoretically, but one who is actually realizes the truth, realizing in the heart, then that person will not have to take birth again in this material world. In the same way that the appearance and activities of Lord Krishna, they're transcendental, in the very same way, the appearance activities of His eternal associates, they're also transcendental. And one who is able to realize them in truth, then that person also will not have to take birth. Srila Gurudev has explained that the appearance and disappearance days of great saintly personalities, that glorifying them on these days, that it is as potent as actually glorifying the Lord's activities. That in some ways, even maybe more potent, because it is something that we can relate to. That I have no realization, but what I've heard from Srila Gurudev and from my Diksha Guru, that Srila Prabhupada, that he's not a personality of this world, that he's coming from Goloka Vrindavan, he's coming from that transcendental world. And as we've heard, that is a very, very intimate associate of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Nikunja Yunam, Pratikali Sidyan, Yayanigaya, Jutiya Peksaliya, Tata Kudakshat, Ati Balabasya, Bhakti Kuyoshi, Charanaravinda. That he's very, in his form, in Goloka Vrindavan, that very expert in making different arrangements for the divine couple. So, when such personalities, they come into this material world, Radha Priya Sakis, very, very dear associates of Srimati Radhika, and also Gaura Priyajan, that he is an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And just as in Goloka Vrindavan, it is full of Aishwarya, but still predominated over by Madhurya. So similarly, when such personalities, they come into this world, they have immense potency, immense, immense, immense power. And we can see what Srila Prabhupada has accomplished in such a short time, that this cannot be accomplished by any mortal person. What to speak of any mortal person? But even transcendental personalities, that what he's done is unsurpassed. But he's done it in such a sweet way, that is, though his pastimes are full of Aishwarya, but predominating with Narabhat Nila. Very, very sweet human feelings that touch the heart. That I was thinking that just as we've had great personalities who are known all over the world, Lord Buddha, Jesus Christ, Muhammad is known all over the world. But if we look at what Srila Prabhupada has done, now is only 30 years. Exactly 30 years this year. So we're very close in the historical perspective from Srila Prabhupada's appearing and his disappearance. But if you take that in time, say in 100 years time, in 200 years time, and when people, they look at the activities that Srila Prabhupada has done, then it will be very clear to see that what he's done is by far greater far, far greater. We're talking about the height of the mountain. It's far greater than what Jesus Christ has done. Far greater than Muhammad, Buddha. What to speak of the depth of the mountain. What he has given. That these other personalities, they themselves have admitted. Jesus Christ has said, there are many things that I have to say, but my disciples, you cannot bear to hear it now. Lord Buddha himself has said that what I'm giving you is like one leaf from a tree, and what is yet to be given are all the leaves of this tree. But Srila Prabhupada, in a codified way, he has given everything. And he said that he has given everything in his books. But how we can understand that though he's given everything in his book, Srila Gurudev, he has said, and my Guru Maharaj, Srila Gopinath Maharaj, he would often quote the verse, Yau Bhagavat Pad Vaishnavarastane, Ekanta Shri Guru Chaitanya Charane. That if you want to understand the Bhagavat, that Srila Prabhupada, he toiled so hard to present Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bhagavad Gita, Sri Upanishad, Sri Upadeshamrita. But to actually go into these books and to understand, then we have to go to the lotus feet of the Mahabhagavat and hear, and these jewels that Srila Prabhupada has presented in his Bhaktivedanta purports, then we will be able to understand. And practically we can see that we may read these books of Srila Prabhupada and we'll get so much. But when we come to the lotus feet of a divine personality like our Srila Gurudev, and then we hear from Srila Gurudev, and then we go back and we read the books of Srila Prabhupada, we read his purports, we see how so much more is coming, so much more relevance, so much more depth is there. So it's stated that there are two Bhagavats. One is the book Bhagavat, and the other is the person Bhagavat. That the person Bhagavat, he is Bhakti Ras Patra. He's the container of Bhakti Ras. And there's Bhakti Ras Shastra. But to understand these Shastras, then we'll have to go to Bhakti Ras Patra. But we see, and both Srila Gurudev and my Diksha Guru, Nitya Lila Krishna Vishnupad, Srila Gopinath Maharaj, then would always explain that to understand the books, they'll come and they'll give so much inspiration. But you have to go to the person Bhagavat. Srila Gurudev says that that the lock and key of these secret jewels that Srila Prabhupada has presented, that this is with the person Bhagavat. This is in Srila Gurudev's pocket. So we'll have to go to the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, to Sri Guru, and render service, surrender here, and by his mercy, then these keys will be imparted unto us. And I accept this fully, but one doubt comes into my mind. And this doubt is that when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, personally, I see that it is practically speaking that in his books there's book Bhagavat and there's person Bhagavat combined in one in his books. Do I know my Guru has said that these books are book Bhagavat and we have to go to person Bhagavat? Though Srila Gurudev has said the same thing, and though I have experience, but I see a special phenomenon in Srila Prabhupada's books that his books, his purports, they bring everything to such life in such a way that I do not experience. Though I'm a blind person, I do not have any knowledge, I do not have any bhakti, but whatever little I receive, then I feel that in Srila Prabhupada's books, that there's that special connection, that he really connects with the heart of the person, that the person will feel that, oh, that I have sambandha. That practically speaking, in his books, he's giving sambandha. And there's so many, many instances of this. Recently, I decided that I wanted to start studying the books right from the beginning. In our Sangha, the philosophy is so high, so deep, coming from realized souls. But I was feeling, yes, I'm sannyasi, but really, I want to study from the beginning. Let me study with start from Bhagavad Gita, Upadeshamrita, and do a thorough study. And then I started to study the purports of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Vibhushan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Rajak Srila Goswami Maharaj. And then we would discuss verse by verse by verse. And then I started to see that if we take all these purports of the previous acharyas, and then at the end you reach the Prabhupada's purport, that he has taken everything of all the previous acharyas, and even Srila Gurudev has come after Srila Prabhupada, he has taken also Srila Gurudev's purports, and then he has presented it as it is, that this is what it means for you. And that's amazing. The devotees of the Nikkur study, we're going verse by verse by verse, by line, by line, by line. And I'm just completely astounded how Srila Prabhupada, in his purports, he has been able to take the essence of what the previous acharyas have presented and how he's taken it and he's presented it in a very succinct, means that in one or two sentences, then he will explain volumes and volumes and volumes of what the previous acharyas have explained in paragraphs. And then we just look like, I don't believe it. How did he do that? Just completely amazing. Totally amazing. But not only that, but we see that so many people that they have come in contact with these books of Srila Prabhupada and they have developed such an intimate relationship with him that they have taken Srila Prabhupada as their father. They have taken Srila Prabhupada as their friend. They're taking Srila Prabhupada as their guru, as their all in all, and they've never even met Srila Prabhupada. How he's doing this? Through his books. That one story, I know one devotee, and many, many instances, but one devotee, very dear friend of mine, that he read books of Srila Prabhupada. And after reading, then he went to a temple in France, maybe Paris, I don't know, Little Valley. And then he asked, oh, I want to meet A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. And then they told him that, oh, Srila Prabhupada that he has left some years ago. And then when he heard that Srila Prabhupada had left, then he just started to cry and cry and cry and cry. Said, oh, he was my father. He was my very dear friend. And he had never met Srila Prabhupada. And he just cried. They said, no, but don't worry. He's left his successors, and they're initiating. And he went, and he was never satisfied. And he could never offer his heart. Only when he went to Bhubaneswar, and then he met my Guru Maharaj, the Gaugavinda Maharaj. And then he felt the inspiration, the same inspiration that he felt in his heart by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, that he did not feel from hearing from so many other personalities. Then he felt, oh, this is my Guru Maharaj. And then he surrendered. Very, very amazing. That even some people in far distant places, in South America, I believe, I forget exactly where, but they got Srila Prabhupada's books. And just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, then they surmised how to have a program. They made their japa beads. And they're chanting and following some process like this. In this way, Srila Prabhupada, I'm not supposed to repeat what others have said, but I believe he quoted Piti Piti Yate Yate Nagarabhigram. In every town and village, at an advanced age, then he not only came and he gave people the holy name, but with the holy name, he gave Sambandha, and he gave Sambandha with such sweetness. Asasaki Didichi was explaining how Srila Prabhupada, how he was doing everything with the devotees. This is how you clean. This is even Shamrani Didi. Which sannyasi will go and dress the lady? Will it happen? Srila Prabhupada, he did it. Unmeasurable, unthinkable. But Srila Prabhupada, he did it. In the beginning, he would cook for the devotees, he would do everything for the devotees, and when they were lining up to take a shower, Srila Prabhupada was also lining up for the shower. And then they would jump in front of Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Srila Prabhupada, I have to go somewhere. How Srila Prabhupada, how he tolerated, and with so much sweetness, so much love and affection. In this way, Srila Prabhupada, he totally, totally manifested what it is to surrender to Guru. What is Sisya? What is real disciple? We hear Sat Sisya. We hear about the glories of Kuresh, disciple of Ramanujacharya. We hear the glories of Aruni, the disciples of Dogen Rishi. We hear so many. But the example of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, then this example will go down in history, and I'm full, I don't know anything, but in my estimation, as the greatest example of Sat Sisya, of Guru Nishtha, how he surrendered everything for following the order of his Guru. Just as Rasananda Prabhu, he was explaining, maybe it was today, or another day, he was explaining, that was asked, what is the most important verse to learn for a disciple? And then he quoted this verse. Nahami jam tatibyam, tapasyo pashimenayam, tusyayam sabhabhutatma, guru sushruvitarita. That not just doing very nice temple worship, nahami jam tatibyam, not just being an ideal grihastha, tapasyo pashimenayam, being a very renounced brahmachari, sannyasi, but tusyayam sabhabhutatma, giving everything, absolutely everything for Guru. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada is the topmost example of this. And all I can say is that though I was not fortunate like Shamrani Devi and Harinamananda Prabhu and all these devotees, Vrindavan Vilasini, Mantri Devi, they got the association of Srila Prabhupada. I was there in New York. At that time I was there. But I cannot say what I was doing. Very, very bad. Very, very bad. I was there in Boston. I was going to university. But what I was doing, oh my God, they had to ship me out. I did not have Sukriti. But somehow, by Srila Prabhupada's causes mercy, then I'm able to get the association of my divine spiritual master, Srila Gaurabhinda Maharaj, and also my divine Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. So I just pray to Srila Prabhupada that please, let me at least get one glimmer of understanding of this verse. Nahami jam tatibhyam, tapasyo pashimenayam, tusyayam sabhabhutatma, guru sushruvitarita. And then I feel that my life has had some practical.
స్వయం రూపగదా మేహం దే శ్రీ గురు సీతపద కమలం శ్రీ గురు వైష్ణవాంచ శ్రీ రూపం సాగర జాతం సర్వనాథం హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ రామ రామ
హిందీ మరా
జైసా హిందీ మే బోలియ తో అచ్చా హి
तो मैं इसका 1984 में ज्वाइन हुआ. जब ज्वाइन हुआ तब एक राधानाथ बोल के थे जो चेयर में अमेरिका के प्रभुपाद के शिष्य थे और मनियार से भी मनियार एक प्रभुपाद शिष्य जो प्रेसिडेंट थे उनसे भी पहले वो थे कुर्मा बोल के थे और दधी बख्श भी बाद में हुए. So when I joined in 1984 in Pune, first of all, that time there was a Prabhupada disciple president, his name was Manihar Prabhu. Before that there was Kurma also, and there was even Radhan Maharaj Prabhupada disciple. He is both legs were, my English is not so quite, but still I get that. So the both legs are not that much good, he was always in wheelchair. So I was studying in a Basveshwar Science College in Bagalkot, in Karnataka. But I used to come for holidays, 1.5 months to Pune. So every Saturday I used to come to ISKCON temple, 4th Avenue Road. So there, I used to stay Saturday and Sunday. Saturday half day and Sunday full day. That time what happened? So I used to serve this Prabhupada disciple Radhanath. He has so many videos of Srila Prabhupada. At first, I was impressed by Srila Prabhupada. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although I was reading some books, but I was not interested in reading the books rather than seeing his videos. The first impression I got from that your well wisher, the Prabhupada, how he chanting his Tokyo Square Park, tinkling his bells in matchless gift, how then I was used to see only his sign. Sometimes Krishna book, I will see only his sign. This man is only a grave man, without grave, and nobody can continually sign like this. The pen he used and he signed without breaking his sign. Anybody can see Prabhupada Swami Maharaj sign. Then later I was initiated by Gopakrishna Maharaj in ISKCON. That is a different case than travel, book distribution. But some other way, I used to chant his Hare Krishna dhun. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and I used to go. And then later, only by Hare Krishna dhun, what made me to bring in this Krishna consciousness moment. His Hare Krishna dhun and his voice, his laughing and your well wisher. That is why what my experience about Swami Maharaj. Because I am unfortunate because I am not, I joined in 84. Then slowly I come to understand that this man, it is not only written that he can feel the whole world. He can feel whole world, he can preach whole world, and he can maintain also whole world and all living entities. Hare Krishna.
All the speakers have some more.
एक बात समझने की चेष्टा करेंगे. चैतन्य महाप्रभु के आने का कारण बहुत सा होने पर भी एक गौण कारण ये भी था कि वो कलयुग का धर्म नाम संकीर्तन प्रचार करने के लिए आए. किंतु चैतन्य चरितामृत में कहा गया है ये भी गौण कार्य है, मुख्य कार्य नहीं है. मुख्य तो अनर्पित चरित चिराग सरुयाग तीर्ण पलव और राधा या प्रणय महिमा कीर्तिशो नहीं होगा. ये दो मुख्य कार्य है. इन दोनों मुख्य कारण में राधा जी के भाव का प्रणय का स्वागत इत्यादि ये मूल कारण. और दूसरा कारण राग मार्ग का प्रचार. महाप्रभु जी ने जो धर्म का प्रचार किया नाम संकीर्तन, किंतु ये काम तो महाविष्णु के द्वारा ही हो सकता है, इसलिए ये कार्य उनका मुख्य नहीं था. उसी तरह से जो लोग ये समझते हैं कि भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी नाम प्रचार किया, जगत में कीर्तन प्रचार किया है, बस यही तक उनका उनकी महिमा है, यह बात गलत है. नाम संकीर्तन के माध्यम से उन्होंने राग मार्ग का प्रवर्तन किया, प्रचार किया. यही उनके समस्त ग्रंथों में या जो प्रकट कर रहे हैं चैतन्य चरितामृत और श्रीमद् भागवत. ये चीज उनको देना था राजमार्ग जीवों के, कैसे हो सकता है? इसलिए उन्होंने नाम संकीर्तन के माध्यम से जगत में ये देना चाहते थे, किंतु अयोग्यता के कारण उस समय उनके शिष्यों में से शायद ही कोई दे सका इस चीज को। उन्होंने नाम संकीर्तन जो प्रचार किया जगत में, बस इसी को मुख्य मान करके चलते हैं सभी। एक बार मैंने सभा में ये कहा तो उनके जितने शिष्य थे वृंदावन के सभी बिगड़ गए। वो तो नाम का प्रचार किया किंतु उनके दिमाग में ये चीज नहीं आई। असल में वो इस चीज के लिए नहीं, वो तो ऑटोमेटिक भाव से ऐसे हुआ, राग मार्ग का प्रचार करना ही उनका प्रधान उद्देश्य था। इस तरह से हम लोग भी महाप्रभु के अनुगत और रूप गोस्वामी के जितने भी अनुगत हैं बस इसी का प्रचार जगत में करते हैं। विशेष करके मैं, लोग कहते हैं कि नारायण महाराज भी कुछ ऐसे बात करते हैं श्रीमती राधिका संबंधी, किंतु मैं कहता हूं हमारे जितने भी संप्रदाय हैं गौड़ियों वो तो सब लोग वो प्रचार कर रहे हैं। कहीं उप सनातन की धारा बंधन हो जाए इसलिए मैं इसको चारों तरफ में प्रचार करता हूं। इसलिए स्वामी जी का भी यही उद्देश्य था, आप लोग इस चीज को समझिए।
There was a discussion about the reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should know that there are some primary reasons for the Lord's descent and some secondary reasons. Of these, the desire to spread the Yuga Dharma of Nam Sankirtan, this is a secondary reason. This is not the primary reason of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the primary reason for the Lord's descent? Anapita Chirinchirat Kurunaya Vatava. The primary reasons for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are to taste three unfulfilled desires in respect to the Bhagavad of Srimad Radhika. And the secondary primary reason is to distribute Raj Marg, spontaneous devotion. Therefore, most of his disciples, they think that Srila Swami Maharaj, he came to this world simply to preach the glories of Nam Sankirtan. But Gurudev says no. The responsibility of spreading Yuga Dharma could have been performed by Mahavishnu. They would say that Swami Maharaj came to this world only to distribute Nam Sankirtan. This is wrong. Gurudev said one time he said this in an assembly and all became disturbed. They could not understand his words. Therefore, devotees like Srila Swami Maharaj, they distribute Radha Marg through the medium of Nam Sankirtan. But the primary reason of chanting Nam is to distribute spontaneous devotion. And Nam Sankirtan is included within this. It is a secondary cause. Then he came to this world to distribute this Radha Nuga Bhakti. This Rupa Nuga Bhakti, I should say. And out of all his disciples, only one or two could manage. Even to this day, they're running around the world only on the secondary cause. They could not understand the real thing that he is distributing. Therefore, Gurudev said, some people criticize me because I'm always discussing topics of Srimati Radhika. But Gurudev said, I'm also preaching, I'm Guru Vaad, I've also preached, but I'm especially trying to make sure that the current of conception of Siddh Rupa and Sanatan in regards to the glories of Srimati Radhika and the Brajagopis is not finished.
श्री बृहद
हर्षित महाराज अपनी माँ से कह रहे हैं, जिसको बृहद भगवतामृत में रसायन कहा गया है, प्रायोग पतांग मुनयो इहका परेश कृष्णेक्षिता तदुदितम कलवेणुदीतम आरुंजते ब्रह्मजान रुचि प्रवाह षड्वक्त में क्षेत्रो विश्लेषो जिगता हरी मां कोई गोपी एक दूसरी गोपी को कह रही हरी मां वृंदावन में जितने भी पक्षी वास करते हैं उनमें अधिकांश मुनि हैं, ऋषि मुनि। देखो जिस प्रकार से कृष्ण का दर्शन हो इस प्रकार पेड़ की डाली में हरे भरे पत्तों के बीच में ऐसे बैठते हैं कि कृष्ण वहां से दिखाई दे। हरे भरे पेड़ के पत्तों के अंदर में बैठते हैं किंतु कोई पत्ती कृष्ण के दर्शन में बाधा उत्पन्न न करे, इस प्रकार से वो बैठते हैं। और समस्त विषयों से विमुख होकर खाना पीना चहचहाना बोलना सब काम बंद कर देते हैं और आंखों को बंद कर मुनि के समान केवल मात्र कृष्ण की वोहन मुरली की ध्वनि को सुनते हैं और वे कुछ नहीं करते। पहले जलचर प्राणियों के संबंध में बताया, इसके पहले हिरणों के संबंध में बताया, नदियों के संबंध में बताया, गोपियां कह रही ये बड़ी सौभाग्यवती है, हम लोग का ऐसा सौभाग्य नहीं। और पक्षियों से भी श्रेष्ठ तथा भगवान के छत्र रूप वृक्ष के ऊपर में विचरण करने वाले पक्षियों का महात्म वर्णन कर रहे। कोई गोपी कह रही है प्रायो बतांग, अरे मैया अपनी सखी को नहीं कह रहे यशोदा मैया को नहीं, यशोदा मैया वहां पर नहीं है किंतु इतना आश्चर्य और इतना आनंद हो रहा है कहने में के मुख से हटा दिए गए। अरे भैया सुनो, अत्यधिक मुख के वस्त्र धर के नहीं होकर ये कह रही है हे मां हर्ष विस्मय अथवा भय के कारण में ऐसा होता है निकलता है। यहां पर आनंद के मारे कह रहे हैं वृंदावन में जो पक्षी वास करते हैं कबूतर है पपीहे हैं
तोते
कोकिल है और जितने भी पक्षी हैं ये इनको साधारण पक्षी मत समझो, ये तो सभी भगवत धर्म में परम अनुरक्त उच्च कोटि के ऋषि महर्षि हैं, भगवत के प्रेम में निमग्न रहते हैं। वे साधारण मुनियों से भी श्रेष्ठ परम ऋषि हैं। साधारण मुनि तो ध्यान करके भगवान का स्मरण करते हैं और ये साक्षात रूप से कृष्ण को देखते हैं, उनकी बंसी को श्रवण करते हैं, इसलिए इनका महान सौभाग्य है। मुनि किसलिए कहते हैं, क्योंकि वे श्री कृष्ण की बेणी के बीच बेणी की अत्यंत अस्फुट अत्यंत मधुर जो ध्वनि होती है और जिसको गाय कान ऐसे कर करके सुनती हैं, घास जो उनके मुख में है ना निकलती है ना, बछड़े सुनते भी बस दूध का अमल यहीं पर अटक जाता है, अगर बाहर आता है ना पीता आता है। उस ध्वनि को ये पशु पक्षी श्रवण करते हैं। ये पक्षी दूर से कृष्ण के पेड़ ध्वनि को सुनकर अपने घोंसले को छोड़कर के उनके निकट आ जाते हैं, अपने घोंसले में वृक्ष के ऊपर में बैठते हैं, कोई कोई एक दम निकट में आ जाते हैं। अथवा कृष्ण के द्वारा की गई व्यवस्था के अनुसार वे स्वयं कृष्ण के दर्शन में बाधा उत्पन्न न करें, इसलिए पत्तियों के आड़ से भी ऐसे देखते हैं कृष्ण को जो बंसी बजा रहे हैं। उस समय पत्र पुष्प खाना और अपनी सारी क्रियाओं को परित्याग कर उनका दर्शन करते हैं। यहां पर ध्रुव भुजान रुचि और प्रवाह पेड़ों की डाल पर वेद शास्त्र बहुत बड़े वृक्ष हैं, उसकी बहुत सी डाले हैं, उपनिषद है, महाभारत है, वेदांत है और सब बहुत बहुत सी डाले हैं, क्योंकि ये मुनि लोग किस डाल पर बैठे हैं, भागवत की डाल पर, ये भागवत डाल है, प्रेम में एकदम मग्न है हो रहे हैं। और उस समय में किसी एक अनपरिचित जिसको कहा नहीं जा सकता आनंद में पूर्ण होकर के आंखों को बंद करके केवल कृष्ण कृष्ण नाम का स्मरण बोलते भी नहीं, कुछ भी नहीं करते। श्री कृष्ण में अनुरक्त ये जिस प्रकार से कृष्ण का दर्शन करते हैं और उनकी मधुर स्फुट देवगीत का जो श्रवण करते हैं, उसी प्रकार कोमल और मनोहर पत्तों और फलों के तुलना स्थल विविध प्रकार के सत्कर्मों को प्रकाश करने वाले वेद रूप वृक्ष जो बताया, वेद रूप वृक्ष की जिस शाखा पर उपनिषद वाला शाखा नहीं, वेदांत शास्त्र वाला नहीं, योग की साधना वाला नहीं, भागवत की उपासना वाली डाल पर बैठ करके वो आनंद में मग्न होकर के श्रवण करता है। वे उस शाखा के विचित्र पल्लव आदि तुलनीय भक्ति के अनुरूप कर्मों का अनुष्ठान करने के लिए वेदों का अध्ययन करके समस्त कर्म फल को अर्पण भगवान को करने वाले वेदों में कार्य को स्वीकार करते हैं। वे लोग जो मुनि हैं बस भगवान के अनुरक्ति के कारण उन्हीं कर्मों को स्वीकार करते हैं जिसे कि भगवान प्रसन्न हो सके। अथवा जो भगवान में अनुरक्त मुनि हैं वे इस वन में पक्षी बन करके पेड़ गीत को श्रवण कर रहे हैं। अथवा सब मुनि लोग भगवान में अनुरक्त नहीं होते, जो मुनि केवल जैसे सुखदेव गोस्वामी नारद मुनि पराशर मुनि ये सब वही लोग हैं। इस प्रकार से ये हम रखते हैं वही लोग इस समय में पक्षी बन करके आए हैं और उस बेड़ी जीत को श्रवण कर रहे हैं। अथवा सिद्धा स्वामी की टीका के अनुसार में आत्मा राम मुनि आत्मा रामस्य मुनियो ग्रंथा गुरु करें कुर्वान तो आए प्रति भक्ति इतम हो। वही इस वृंदावन में पक्षी होकर के वेणुगीत को श्रवण कर रहे हैं। यहाँ पर प्राय करने का उद्देश्य है आत्मा राम मुनियों में से कोई कोई दुर्भाग्यवश माया से मोहित तो होकर के पक्षी रूप में वृंदावन में प्रवेश नहीं कर पाते। कोई कोई मुनि लोग ऐसे अनुरक्त लोग यहाँ पर आत्माराम मुनि जो जो इच्छा करते हैं उनसे भी अधिक सुख इस वृंदावन में कृष्ण की वेणु ध्वनि को सुन करके होता है। अथवा वृंदावन के धर्मराजी इतनी भगवान की भक्ति करने वाली मुनियों से श्रेष्ठ हैं। जो मुनि लोग हैं उनसे यहाँ के भ्रमर जो फूलों पर गुंजार करते हैं और क्या गुंजार करते हैं राधे 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 सरस्वत गुंजार। अतएव ये पक्षी उनसे भी श्रेष्ठ हैं। इसलिए वे सब पक्षी मुनि लोग सब कुछ त्याग करके स्वेच्छा से वन में उन पक्षियों की भांति वृक्ष पर चढ़ करके कृष्ण का दर्शन करते हैं और सब मुनि लोग इस विषय में असमर्थ है वो लोग।
Sri Guru is continuing his classes from Sri Sanatana Goswami's Deha Bhagavatam Isa. Therefore, the instructions of Sri Krishna Maharaj gave to his mother, that is called Sri Rasayana. Therefore, one copy is saying to another, O mother, therefore this is a matter of astonishment. Here I am not saying for Madhyasoda because she is not there. But this word indicates great astonishment at what they are seeing. Therefore, one copy says to another, O mother, all the birds in Vrindavan are not ordinary birds. In fact, they are great rishis and munis. They are in the trees of Vrindavan having darshan of Krishna. The trees are very green and the birds are sitting inside the tree, but they are sitting inside in such a way that the branches and leaves cannot obstruct their darshan of Krishna. Those birds in ecstasy have given up all their activities of their senses. They are not talking, chirping or eating. In fact, with eyes closed, they are simply absorbed in hearing the flute sound of Sri Krishna. What you speak of the moving entities like the birds, even the trees are most fortunate. They are like an umbrella for Sri Krishna. This thing is so astonishing. The gopis have given up their danger, their patience, and are calling each other mother. Therefore, this indicates astonishment. One gopi says to another, O mother, the birds of Raja are not ordinary. They are most expert in Bhagavad Dharma. They are completely absorbed in Bhagavad Prem. Therefore, the birds here are even more fantastic or extraordinary than ordinary rishis. Because normal ordinary rishis have only meditated on the Lord. But these birds are having direct darshan of Sri Krishna. What to speak of the birds? Even the cows and the calves of Rajmandal, hearing the sweet sound of Sri Krishna's flute, they have become stunned. The cows are making their ears like cups and drinking the sweetness of Krishna's nectar. The grass is neither falling from their mouth nor going inside their stomach. And the calves are also so ecstatic. The milk in their mouths is not going inside, nor is it going outside. The birds have given up all their activities and are simply absorbed in the darshan of Krishna and hearing the good sound. Therefore, what is the tree? What is the tree that the birds are sitting on? In Gita described, the Vedas are like a tree. And in this Vedic tree, there are many branches. Some branches are like the Upanishads, the Mahabharata, the Vedanta, different branches describing Yoga Sutra, etc. Therefore, on which branch are the birds sitting on? They are not sitting on any of these other branches. They are only sitting on the branch of Bhagavad Dharma or the Srimad Bhagavatam. And what they are saying is avachaniya, completely indescribable. Thus the birds are simply absorbed in hearing the sound of Sri Krishna's flute. Sitting on the branch of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the birds are getting that good fortune. They are not interested in sitting on the other branches, like which describe the process of yoga, meditation, charity and austerities. Therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma is the only Dharma which pleases Sri Krishna. Therefore, of the many, many varieties of different munis and rishis, sentient persons, only those munis who are anurag, completely attracted to the feet of Sri Krishna, only those munis who are devotees, they have become birds in Rajamaya. All munis are not devotees. Therefore, all munis are not getting the chance to become birds in Vrindavan, only devotees. Which type of rishis? Srila Sridhar says, those rishis who are Atmaram, who are self-satisfied, like Sri Sukadeva Goswami, Sri Parasa Rishi, they are having the good fortune to take birth as birds in Vrindavan. Therefore, all munis cannot enter, only the devotees can enter, and the unfortunate rishis and munis, they are outside of Vrindavan. Therefore, the bees are even more fortunate, the birds are even more fortunate than the bees. The bees are moving round flower to flower and they are humming. What are they humming? Radhe, Radhe. Therefore the birds have left everything, all other material activities, and by their own desire they have entered Vrindavan for having darshan of Krishna. Only the devotees can have darshan of Sri Krishna in this way, not any ordinary rishi or muni.
ये वन में विचरण करने वाली हिरणिया नीच योनि में पशु जन्म में योनि में जन्म के कारण विवेक शून्य होने पर भी क्योंकि वे कृष्ण की वेणु ध्वनि को सुनकर अपना अपने पतियों के साथ मनोहर वेशधारी कृष्ण के पास आकर अपनी प्रणय दृष्टि से के उपहार से कृष्ण की पूजा करते हैं। कोई कोई गोपी भाव नेत्र से देख रही है कृष्ण वेणु वादन कर अब वन की हिरणिया मनुष्य से निर्भीक होकर कृष्ण के समीप आ रही थी। गोपियां कह रही है देखो सखी हम जगत में हम बड़ी दुर्भागा हमसे दुर्भागा और कोई नहीं क्योंकि इस वृंदावन में जो हिरणिया है वही यथार्थ में उनका जीवन सार्थक है वही धन्य है हमारे लिए ऐसा सौभाग्य प्राप्त करना बहुत ही कठिन है। ये हिरणियां विवेक नहीं रहने पर भी बुद्धि नहीं रहने पर भी वेणु ध्वनि को कृष्ण के वेणु ध्वनि सुनकर कृष्ण के समीप दौड़ करके चली जाती कैसे जाती हैं? कृष्ण सार जो मृग है उनके पति उनके पीछे पीछे जाते हैं निर्भय हो उत्तर से चलो, हम भी तुम्हारे साथ हैं, मानो ये कह रहे हैं। और वे निकट जा करके कृष्ण की पूजा करती हैं। पूजा कैसे करती हैं? गोपियां समझती कि हमारी जैसे ही पूजा करती हैं। कृष्ण को दूर से ही अपनी आंखों से प्रणय की दृष्टि से गोपियां कृष्ण की आरती उतारती हैं। ऐसे मानो ये हिरणिया कृष्ण की अपनी प्रणय की दृष्टि से पार्थिव भाव से कृष्ण का ये दर्शन कर रहे हैं। यह हिरण्य पशु जाति है और स्वभाव से विवेक शून्य है, तथापि ये कृष्ण की सेवा से वंचित नहीं होते। और हम दुर्भाग्य, हम उनकी वैणिक ध्वनि सुन करके उनके समीप नहीं जा सकते, पास पड़ोसन के लोगों के डर से अपने कृष्ण के विरोधी पतियों से डर करके हम नहीं जा सकते। ओ ये देखो तो इनके पास में तो पूजा करने के लिए फूल नहीं, पानी नहीं, कुछ नहीं, किंतु कैसे पूजा कर सकते? प्रणय की दृष्टि से कर। बी वहां पर है,
पूजा विरोचिता विरोचिता प्रणय बोलो
बेटा प्रणाम बोलो करी है। उनके पास पूजा की सामग्री नहीं है, किंतु ये सबसे अधिक ये प्रणय दृष्टि है। और भी कुछ कह रहे कृष्ण सारा, उनके पति कैसे हैं हिरण, जिन्होंने कृष्ण को ही अपना सार बना लिया है, इसलिए उनका नाम कृष्ण सार है। और हमारे पति वो कृष्ण को सार नहीं बनाया, बल्कि उसके विरोधी हैं। यदि जान जाए कि हम लोग उनके पास में जा रहे हैं कृष्ण के निकट में, तो वो हमें घर से निकाल सकते हैं, बात पीट सकते हैं। इसलिए ये ब्रज की हिरणिया परम धन्य है, धन्य से भी धन्य। जब बंसी की ध्वनि स्मरण करके हिरणिया आत्मविभोर करके बंसी की धारा की ओर चलती है, तब कृष्ण के विचित्र वनमाला से विभूषित मयूर पंख मुकुट गुंजा माला कुंडल आदि से बने भूषण और वस्त्रों की परिपाटी युक्त कृष्ण का वेश देखकर एकदम प्रियतम को देखने लगती है। पति तो रहे पास में और पति की तरफ न देखकर के कृष्ण की तरफ देख रहे हैं, इसका तात्पर्य बतला रहे हैं ग्रंथकार, जो उनका भाव परकीय भाव का है। ये हिरणिया वन में विचरण करने वाली भले ही विवेक शक्ति युक्त हो, किंतु कृष्ण की आरती जिस प्रकार से पूजा करती है प्रणय से आंखों से, हम बड़ी दुर्भाग्य, हम सब प्रकार के ज्ञान और क्रिया शक्ति युक्त मनुष्य जन तथा उससे ऊपर सद्गुणों से संपन्न गोपी होकर कृष्ण की जाति में उनके निकट होकर के भी हम आई हैं, किंतु फिर भी हमारा वह सौभाग्य नहीं है जो इन हिरणियों में है। इसलिए मैं हम लोग चाहते हैं कि हमारा जन्म भी हिरण हो और हिरण हो करके कृष्ण की बंसी ध्वनि सुन करके प्रणय से उनकी तरफ हम देखें, यही हम लोग प्रार्थना करते हैं।
The gopis continue Dhanya Sururi after being renamed. Oh Sakhi, just see the deer that live in the forest, the light deers. They are most fortunate, even though they are animals and have taken a low birth. And after mentioning them, they have no discrimination or no intelligence. Still, they are most fortunate, because hearing the sound of Sri Krishna's flute and seeing his mind-enchanting dress, they are running towards Krishna with their husbands. Then the gopis, with their eyes of devotion, bhava netre, they are seeing that the animals, which are usually afraid of humans, but they are not afraid of Krishna, they are running near to him. Therefore, those deer are most fortunate and we are most unfortunate. The gopis are thinking it will be very difficult for us to get that fortune of running towards Krishna openly. Even though the animals have no discrimination or no intelligence, just see how they run towards Krishna with their husbands. And who are their husbands? Their husbands are Krishna Sar. Their husbands have accepted Krishna as the essence of everything. Therefore, they have no fear of their husbands or of Krishna. They are going very close to Krishna to worship him. And how are they worshipping him? The gopis are thinking that deer are worshipping Krishna like us. Because even though their husband deers are right near them, they are not looking at their husband deers, but they are absorbed in looking towards Krishna. And they are worshipping him by glance. Then the gopis are thinking that deer are also worshipping him, Paramahamsa or Paniki above. These deer are stupid and animals, but still, they are not cheated of Krishna's service. But we are cheated. We cannot go near Krishna like a deer, because we are afraid of the criticism and punishment of our superiors. And what to speak of that? The deer are going with their own husband. The deer have not taken any paraphernalia for worship, neither they have waters, nor incense, nor flowers. But they are performing the topmost aarti. They are performing aarti of Krishna by their loving glances. Their husbands are called Krishna Sar. The deer husbands accept Krishna as the essence of everything, but our husbands are completely the opposite. Our husbands are opposed to Krishna. If they even hear us talking like this, they may beat us or throw us from the home forever. Therefore, those deer are most fortunate because their husbands are not impeding them and they are running towards Krishna. How is Krishna dressed? Most astonishingly, with Manohar Vesh, with a mind-enchanting dress, decorated with earrings, guja berries, flower garlands. They are looking towards Krishna. The deer are not looking towards their husbands. Therefore, the deer are also in Parikya Bhava, the gopis are thinking. Therefore, the deer, even though they live in the forest and have no discrimination, they are performing aarti by their glance. And the gopis are thinking, but we are most unfortunate, even though we have the good fortune of a human body. And more than that, we are in the same caste as Krishna, Gopi Jati. Still, we cannot get the fortune of the deer. The gopis are hoping, if our good fortune may increase, we can take our next birth as deer, and then we can run to Krishna in the forest.
In gopiyon ke dwara kahe gaye bhavon ka ek aur bhi tatparya hai. Jo bhajan karne wale vyakti hain, जैसे गोपियां मृग क्या सेवा कर सकते हैं कृष्ण को, जिस प्रकार से ये प्रणय दृष्टि से कृष्ण को देखती है, इन्होंने नहीं देख सकते, तो भी यहां कृष्ण का तनिक भी संबंध है वो ऐसे समझती है कि हमसे करोड़ा गुण श्रेष्ठ है या प्रेम का स्वभाव है. श्रीमती राधिका जी कहती है कि हो कृष्ण में हमारा प्रेम का गंध है, करें कि हो ये गोवर्धन की पुण्य जाति की लड़कियां धन्य है जो हाथ पर लगी हुई कृष्ण के चरणों से कुमकुम लगा उसको ग्रहण करके अपने अंगों पर लगाती हैं, काम ताप को दूर कर देती है। हम लोग का बड़ा दुर्भाग्य, अरे ये कुमकुम कहाँ का था? गोपियों के मस्तक्षम का ही तो था, किंतु वो सब भूल जाते। इसलिए जिस प्रकार से उनको कृष्ण के लिए विरह होता है, ऐसे साधक जो है भगवान का जो भजन करने आए हैं या कर रहे हैं, उनको हाय हाय कृष्ण का दर्शन नहीं हुआ, उनकी भक्ति लेश मात्र भी हमने नहीं है। सब समय देह में आत्मबुद्धि कर अपने सुख के कार्यों में लगे हैं, हाय हाय हमको ऐसा कुछ भी भक्ति दुर्भाग्य से क्रंदन करते 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 उसके लिए दुख अनुभव करते हैं। यदि किसी व्यक्ति को भजन करते समय ये सब विरह भाव न आए तो समझो कि उसका दुर्भाग्य है। उसको साधु संग में, गुरु के संग में उनको साथ रहने पर भी हमें ये अवस्था नहीं आई, कृष्ण के लिए कभी भी विरह नहीं। हमारा जीवन एक तरह से सार्थक नहीं, हमारा बड़ा दुर्भाग्य है। वैष्णव के साथ में रह करके निरंतर हर प्रकार उठते हुए उनकी सेवा करते हुए, यदि संसार करने की बात न आए कि हम संसार का विवाह करके रहेंगे, तो उसके लिए सबसे अच्छी है मृत्यु। मर जाना अच्छा है, किंतु ऐसे ऐसा भाव आना कि मैं कि संसार करूंगा, घर करूंगा, पुत्र उत्पन्न होंगे, संसार में मजा से रहूंगा, ये भाव आएगा तो दो चीजों से, एक तो किसी प्रकार से वैष्णव निंदा इत्यादि से। यदि किसी वैष्णव की निंदा करता है कोई व्यक्ति, उस निंदा के फल से ये संसार की वासना आ सकती है। इसलिए वैष्णव निंदा से, वैष्णव का दो दर्शन कर दूर रह कर उनके पाठियों से सब समय अभिषिक्त होना होगा। इस जीवन का फल संसार करना नहीं है, समझो कोटि कोटि बार हमने संसार किया, कई सुखी नहीं हुए, फिर इस जन्म में एक और विवाह करके सुखी हो जाएंगे, अरे मूर्ख ये नहीं होगा। समझो यदि गधा गधी होगी तभी तो विवाह करके एक एक साथ में कुत्ते और सुकर 16 बच्चे पैदा, तो कितना करेगा? एक बेटी के विवाह देने में ही तो लग जाएगा, यदि 5 बेटी होंगे 6 बेटी तो हो गया। इसलिए साधु संतों के पास इन शिक्षाओं को ग्रहण करके कृष्ण भजन करते समय में विरह हो, हाय हाय कृष्ण का दर्शन नहीं हो रहा, कृष्ण की भक्ति का लेश मात्र भी हमें नहीं आया, विरह अनुभव, तब तो हर कथा श्रवण करने का ये करना साथ। और
So the gopis are in their houses, which are like a prison. And they are speaking. Actually, the gopis are more than us. The gopis, the deer are more than us. The gopis are thinking. But actually, what seva can a deer do? That the gopis, their friend has reached such a state, they are manifesting this type of humility. Even the deer are more than us. And that is manifested to the topmost extent in Srimati Radhika. She said, I do not have even a faint whiff of prem, no fragrance of prem in me. Thus the gopis are saying, oh, the Palindi, the aboriginal ladies, who move in the forest see the kumkum from the feet of Krishna standing in the grass. They are running at kumkum in their face, and the feet of grass is spared.
Jivan Krishna,
the gopis are glorifying the Kundalini ladies. But actually, they are forgetting that kumkum came from where? The kumkum came from their own bodies. Therefore, they experience this type of separation from Krishna. Therefore, as sadhaks, as practitioners, we should lament. Alas, we have no darshan of Krishna. Still, we are absorbed in the idea that I am this body. And most of our activities are simply for bodily happiness. Until we realize this misery, that we have not achieved bhakti, if these feelings of separation from Krishna do not arise, if there is no viraha for Krishna, then our life is completely useless. Therefore, how unfortunate we are. We are always in Vaishnava Seva and always here in Hari Katha, but still in the hearts of some people has arisen the desire, I will marry. Therefore, it's better for such a person to commit suicide and die. Because despite hearing so much Hari Katha, still I think by marrying and having children I will be happy. How can such a desire arise in their heart? Must be that person has criticized the Vaishnava. The fruit of life, the goal of life is not to marry and have children. We have done that in so many thousands and thousands of previous births. As pigs, as donkeys, as animals, we have married and have so many children. Therefore, that person who thinks by marriage I will be happy, that person is a complete idiot. Therefore, by Vaishnava Sangha, if we are hearing this Hari Katha, and one drop of this separation from Krishna comes, then this is the real fruit of Vaishnava Sangha and hearing Krishna Katha.
चरण पहाड़ी और
भोजन थाली
है?
भोजन थाली भोजन थाली
भोजन, भोजन थाली
काम्य वन
और
शुक्लाकुंड
कामेश्वर महादेव वृंदा देवी राधा गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन और
बोमासुर गुहा
बोमासुर की गुहा बिमला कुंड इत्यादि का दर्शन होगा। पहले हम लोग वहां पर चार चार पांच पांच दिन रहते थे गुरु महाराज जी के समय में।
आपके समय भी हम लोग रहे कितने बार
रहते थे और रह करके उसकी परिक्रमा करते थे। वहां पर इतने स्थान दर्शनीय हैं जो कहीं नहीं है, केवल वृंदावन में हो सकता है और कहीं नहीं है। इसलिए प्रत्येक यात्रा जाती है वहां जाती है और वहां पर परिक्रमा करती है। उसका नाम काम्यवन है। काम्यवन में समस्त काम को पूर्ण करता है। जो कोई भी मनोकामना होती है उन सब कामों को पूर्ण करने वाली अथवा काम माने
प्रेम
प्रेम
का भक्ति
कृष्ण के प्रति उस प्रेम को जो दुर्लभ है उसको प्रदान करने वाला और वहां पर वो कामेश्वर महादेव जी ऐसे ही समर्थ हैं समस्त कामनाओं को पूर्ण कर। पांडव लोग वहां पर ठहरे थे। वहां पर पांच कुंड हैं, धर्म कुंड है, धर्मराज महाराज से और धर्म से बातचीत हुई थी। और भी कितने स्थान है, विमल कुंड है, वहां का भी इतिहास है, जसोदा कुंड है, शेतमाथ रामेश्वर कुंड है, शेतमाथ रामेश्वर महादेव है, नाग कुंड है,
लुकलुकी कुंड,
लुकलुकी कुंड और सब कुंड है। आप लोग
चरण
पहाड़ी उसमें से प्रधान प्रधान स्थानों का आप लोग दर्शन करेंगे।
वृंदा देवी का स्थान है।
हरे कृष्णा। Tomorrow we'll go to Kamavan. In Kamavan, one place is Bhajan Thali.
Faith Krishna used to go for cow grazing along with those millions of sakhas. They used to bring so many things and put together, and they put in Krishna, they used to feed Krishna and each other used to feed them. So every year used to do same thing. Whenever used to go to Gurudev, and nowadays we are doing same thing. We are taking some fruits, some biscuits, some sweets, some chips, etc. and offering there, then we will take as a Mahaprasad. So whoever like, they can take some fruits or sweets, some biscuits, some chips, can take and offer there. कलानो कामावन जाएंगे आप लोग साथ में कुछ फल मिठाई कुकीज ये सब जो उपलब्ध है साथ में ले जाएंगे भोग लगाने के लिए कल के अपना कामावने जाबो अपना सकले किसी कुछ जिनिस मिस्टी फल आदि सब ले जाबेन और सब को भोग लगाना होगे और जो जिस बस में बैठते थे या बैठती थी अपने सीट पर अपने बस पर बैठेंगे या बैठेंगी ऐसे कुछ जाति आए हैं जो अभी तक रजिस्ट्री नहीं करवाया है अपने नाम उन लोगों से अनुरोध करता हूँ कि हमारे यदि पास में कोई सीट हो तभी बैठें अन्यथा जाति को परेशान ना करें अनेक भक्त ऐसे हैं जो एखो पर्यंत नाम रेजिस्ट्रेशन करान नाई अन्नकूटर बहाना तो एस क्योंकि एखो पर्यंत आर मन शेष पर्यंत थकबें केवल फाँकी दीते चान ये ठीक नय गुरु बस में फाँकी दीबें फाँके पड़बें ये जदि पास जगह थे तब आपते पर आगे थी बस चढ़वें ना अनुरोध Tomorrow, whoever sitting which bus will sit there, same bus and same seat, and some devotees is there, they are not still registered yet, but whenever we have any vacancy, we can check you, don't worry, Hare Krishna.
Pranay Chane, Krishna ka jo gopi geet hai, gopiyo ka.
Pranay ji.
Ratpan ka khyari ka. जो गोपी गीत है गोपियों के उसमें कौन कौन से भाव हैं तब कथा मृतम सत्त जीवन कभी जीवित कर्म साप है इसके अतिरिक्त शोक वर्धन पड़ी बड़ी तमी ना सुस्त चुंबितम इतर राग बीस मारना निर्णा इत्यादि में जो भाव है गोपियों का कृष्ण के प्रति जो प्रणय है आप हमारी इस इच्छा को पूर्ण करें हमारे मस्तकल पर हमारी सीट पर हाथ रखिए इत्यादि ये जो प्रणय के भाव है इसको कहते हैं प्रणय भाव अभी
जीवन कृष्ण
जीवन कृष्ण
जीवन
कृष्ण बंगला में एक कीर्तन करेगा
Jai Hind, 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 Jai Hind,
Don't
সর্বশ্রী কৃষ্ণ ব্রহ্মচারী চরণে এবং আমার গুরুভক্তি বলি মায়ের চরণে আশীর্বাদ এই আশীর্বাদ আশা নিয়ে দাঁড়িয়েছে সারা বিশ্ব আজ আমি দাঁড়িয়েছি তাদের সঙ্গে একটা জমি দাঁড়িয়েছি আপনারা বলতে পারি সাধুর সঙ্গে আসেন এত সুন্দর সন্ধ্যা শিবের সবার সঙ্গে আসতে দাঁড়িয়েছি গুরুদেবের প্রভাবিত মঞ্চ করি সেই বইটি থেকে আমি জানতে পেরেছি গুরুদেব সেখানে খুব ভালো হয়ে খুব সুন্দর কথা আলোচনা করেছে
কোন ভাবিয়া কোন জীবের শ্রদ্ধা